Though it's written in the stars, my desires will flame. I might take a pass on what the stars are saying, 'cause you're impossibly beautiful. Is that 'cause I'm waiting? Is that 'cause I'm looking? Was it just 'cause you are? You're impossibly beautiful. Is that 'cause I'm waiting? Is that 'cause I'm looking?
Impossibly Beautiful, one of the hits of Irish singer-songwriter Julie Feeney, a former music student at University College Cork. Well, current and future students who might hope to follow in Julie's footsteps could benefit from a new planned scholarship. It's after a €2 million donation to UCC's Department of Music, the largest gift the department has received in its 113-year history. The money was bequeathed by businessman Sidney V. Regan, who died in 2017. We can talk now to Professor Geoffrey Vetter, who's head of the music department at UCC. A very good afternoon to you, Professor Vetter, and thanks for taking our call. This arose from Sidney Regan's friendship with a very famous figure in Cork and Irish music circles, isn't that right?
That's right. He was a good friend to our Professor Alois Fleischmann.
And as a result of that, he developed this great love of Cork and the Cork music tradition, and UCC in particular.
That's correct. And I should have said thank you for having us on as well. it's such an exciting event. It's been quite a busy day.
So tell us, what's the money going to mean? How are you planning to use it?
Well, very specifically, Sidney wrote that he wanted us to spend it on things that would benefit the students. And we interpret that to mean new and improved resources, scholarships and other forms of direct aid, not staffing costs, etc. But, we can think of some short-term things that can benefit students right now, such as financial supports of various kinds, instrument banks, input from professionals, and some longer-term strategies, including a lot of scholarly resources, more instruments, and scholarships, especially for our students who want to study music at UCC.
And what difference, for an individual student, what difference can a scholarship make, in terms of them advancing their career?
Well, it can be huge. A lot of students nowadays, as you know, struggle to meet tuition costs, and a lot of them are working as well as being full-time students, and just relieving that tension of that financial pressure can improve things greatly for students as they move forward in their careers.
And your intention is it that it would be available to composers, to instrument players of instruments, that it's not going to be limited in any sense?
Well, we're still developing the programs, but the idea is that it would not be limited in any sense. We have an ethos in the department of prioritizing all musics as worthy of study and with a sense of excellence, and these scholarships would definitely fall in line with that.
And just a final word, if I might, Geoffrey, about how everybody's been coping with the lockdown. Such an important part of music is performance, getting into the room or the concert hall and letting your music be heard.
Yeah, I have to say it's been difficult. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn on that one. It's been a difficult year for the arts, and it's been a difficult year to study music as well. Hopefully this news will be a bit of bright light moving forward, and this really is all about the future. Now, we were able to use part of the bequest this year, actually, to enable some tuition on keyboards, for example. Mm-hmm. We can't get everybody in a room to study. Keyboard skills are required for our education specialists. And we were able to purchase some instruments and actually loan them out to students so they could study this year.
Right. Well, listen, continue to success to all of you at UCC's Music Department. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us. That's Professor Geoffrey Vetter from the Music Department at UCC.
RTE Radio 1.